The spring fishing bite around Savannah and Hilton Head has been interesting. It hasn't been an easy year for fishing. We've had lots of wind. There have been higher tides, sometimes tides not only by the moon, but wind-driven tides, which can mean debris in the water, dirty water as well, a lot of particles. When conditions are good, meaning clean water, currents that aren't too strong, that aren't too soft, those would be more suitable for fishing and catching fish. Most of the guys that are using bait are using mud minnows. Maybe they're trapping them in little ditches or little canals, or buying them from a bait shop. Dead bait, such as dead shrimp, squid is a good bait. The whiting are running in the sounds and in the rivers close to the sounds. This is a small fish, a great pan fish, a lot of fun for kids as well as bigger kids or adults. You can catch big reds on a piece of cut whiting at shark as well. When the whitings start to run, other fish follow them. Sharks, big reds, and also we think the sea trout bite, coming behind them, as well as, flounder, redfish. There's some sheephead in the creeks. Guys are generally using fiddler crabs for those. The bite, again, it's been challenging, a very challenging spring. Most of the fish are being caught fishing lee shores in general, just out of the wind or back in the heads of creeks. It's possible to catch fish, but it's a more challenging spring than normal. We like it when it's just throw out there, catch a fish, but it's nature, and sometimes you just have to deal with what you got. Hope this is of interest and help. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on.